Day 23, March 12th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 46, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Thomas Hooka, class of 2003. My father-in-law always insisted that bread should be on the table at every meal. Growing up in the Depression, bread was a staple for him. Today, in many parts of the world, bread or grain is a source of food that keeps people alive. Bread is life-giving. Disciples need to do more than lament the problem. After a full day of ministry to the crowds, the disciples ask Jesus to send the crowds away so they can get something to eat. When Jesus gives his disciples the command, "You give them something to eat," he tells them to address the concern. However, they point to scarcity, saying there is not enough available to feed the crowd. Yet Jesus points to abundance, indicating not to tell him what you don't have, tell him what you do have. As the church or as individuals, when ministry opportunities present themselves, we often feel we don't have enough resources. We say that we would like to help if only we had more. We may not be called upon to save the world, but we are called to put aside our preconceived notions of what can and can't be accomplished with our resources. As faithful disciples, we cannot just point out the problem. We are challenged to tackle what may seem impossible. Trust in God and turn scarcity into abundance. Let's challenge ourselves. Look deep inside ourselves, take an inventory of what we have, and bring it all to the Lord. Jesus made it clear that the responsibility to care for others belongs to disciples of all time periods. He wants to partner with us to change the world. When the bread is blessed, broken, and given, it is up to us to also provide for others, because we are sent from the table. Today's prayer. Gracious and loving God, you make us aware of the needs in our churches, communities, and the world. May we not be swayed or discouraged by a lack of resources or any other excuses we may encounter, not to respond. May we be open to the possibilities and new ways that we can make a difference. Open our eyes and hands, and move our feet to represent and partner with you. Amen.